There are other libraries, yes.
And have you asserted that you researched every congressional record entry and relevant congressional document for the period of time when the income tax amendment to the Constitution was being debated and ratified?
I believe I've seen every document in the Library of Congress that relates to the subject of the book.
Let's go to page 36, excuse me, page 418 of Exhibit 36, which is your book. And it's a bibliography. Does this bibliography accurately reflect some of the research that you did for this book?
Yes.
And likewise, it goes on for a few more pages. That accurately reflects some of the research you did for this book. Is that correct?
Yes, it does.
And let's go to page 425. All the way through page 428. And perhaps you can describe what's there under table of cases.
Your Honor, I would object again. I think that the research behind this book, what Mr. Hurt did as far as the research, has nothing to do with...
It's a relevancy objection.
Yeah.
It's overruled. I'll evaluate the relevancy and determine its relevancy and weight at the appropriate time. Go ahead. What's the subject matter of those pages, I think, is the pending question.
Could you repeat the page numbers for me?
Pages 425 through 428.
Those are all court cases. Or I'd say they're opinions from a court.
Did you read those opinions?
I've read many of them. I doubt if I've read every one of these from start to finish.
And isn't it true that throughout your book you have references to these cases and some analysis?
That would be true.
And that analysis was your analysis?
I would think some of the analysis was mine. I would suspect there may have been others that I quoted.
Mr. Hart, do you contest the legitimacy of the federal government of the United States of America?
No, I do not.
Have you ever contested the legitimacy of the federal government?
And how would I do that? Or maybe you can rephrase the question. It seems like a difficult question to answer.
Let's go to page 300 of your book. It says the federal government incorporated on February 21st, 1871, has a citation to looks like congressional record, and then goes on to say, and uses the term, quote, United States when referring to this political corporation. Sound confusing? Well, it is meant to be. It is hoped by those we elected to be our public servants that you will make all the right choices, parentheses, wrong choices if you love liberty, parentheses, to place yourself under the jurisdiction of the political corporation. When you do so, by allowing yourself to be licensed for everything you do, the licensor, the bureaucracy, becomes the master, and you, the licensee, becomes its subject. What was originally intended to be a citizen-public servant relationship has become a bureaucrat-master or licensee-slave relationship. Do you believe that individuals in the United States are essentially in a slave relationship with the government?
Well, I believe that that corporation from 1871, I think it was unincorporated within 10 years. So I don't think that that corporation actually exists anymore.
Let's go to